Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Today is the 13th of October, the 286th day of 2025, with 79 days ahead of us on our way to 2026. Officially, since 2021, when President Joe Biden made a commemorative proclamation, today has been Indigenous Peoples Day, though it is not yet recognized under U.S. law as a federal holiday. Of course, Indigenous Peoples Day is not the first time the erroneous legend that Cristobal Colón, or Christopher Columbus, was the first European to discover America has been called into question. Around the middle of the 20th century, an important archaeological dig led by Helga and Anne Ingstad in Newfoundland at Lanzo Meadow found proof that the Vikings had indeed been to the New World before Columbus. In fact, by almost half a millennium. In the Saga of the Greenlanders, Eirik the Red's Saga, part of the Vinland Sagas, which are part of the overarching collection, the Icelandic Sagas, we hear of Eirik's son Leif, also known as Leif the Lucky, who about 1000 AD led the pioneering voyage to the land Leif named Vinland. Subsequent Viking voyages to the New World led to the building of structures nearly identical to Viking architecture in Greenland and Iceland. Alas, however, the Vinland sagas are also literary testimony that the Scandinavians and the native inhabitants did not in general treat each other well, though the narratives of those Europeans do not portray the consistently brutal actions against native peoples that our 17th, 18th, 19th and 20th century American accounts do. Circling back around to Cristoforo Colombo, Chris Columbus's Italian name, since a common belief is that Columbus was born in Genoa, the order sons and daughters of Italy in America are therefore happily on board for the fun with a spokesperson in the 1960s protesting any efforts to displace Columbus as discoverer of America. And a half century later, in 2016, another order spokesperson protesting the celebration in Los Angeles of Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. To further complicate things, Georgetown linguistic professor Estelle Irizarry 15 years ago published her book, Christopher Columbus, the DNA of His Writings, in which Irizarry, after looking at hundreds of documents written by Columbus, or Cristobal Colón, concludes Colón was born in the northern Spanish kingdom of Aragon. This makes sense when remembering that two of the three ships in Colón's fleet were built in the nearby Basque country, and that fully half of Colón's crew were Basque, for the simple reason that the Basques had been noted seafarers from the 12th century onward. Returning to our holiday today, here is Joy Harjo's poem, An American Sunrise. We were running out of breath as we ran out to meet ourselves. We were surfacing the edge of our ancestors' fights and ready to strike. It was difficult to lose days in the Indian bar if you were straight. Easy if you played pool and drank to remember to forget. We made plans to be professional, and did, and some of us could sing, so we drummed a fire-lit pathway up to those starry stars. Sin was invented by the Christians, as was the devil, we sang. We were the heathens, but needed to be saved from them. Thin chance. We knew we were all related in this story. A little gin will clarify the dark and make us all feel like dancing. We had something to do with the origins of blues and jazz, I argued with a Pueblo as I filled with jukebox the dimes in June. 40 years later and we still want justice. We are still America. We know the rumors of our demise. We spit them out. They die soon. Meanwhile, Maine is approaching peak foliage conditions heading into the holiday weekend. Vibrant fall colors are unfolding across the state, says Gail Ross, Maine's fall foliage spokesperson for the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation and Forestry. But with the stout winds accompanying our midweek storm this past Wednesday, lots of leaves have fallen. Every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Queen Jane Grey, Mary Hayes, Lily Langtry, Arna Bonton, Art Tatum, Cornel Wilde, Dorothy Bolden, Lenny Bruce, Margaret Thatcher, Anita Kerr, Paul Simon, Sammy Hagar, Pat Day, Jamal Khashoggi, Marie Osmond, and Kelly Preston. And of noteworthy historical significance today in 1066, the Battle of Hastings was fought, with William, Duke of Normandy, soon to be renamed William the Conqueror, defeating England's King Harold II and establishing the Normans as the new rulers of England and beginning the switch from the German-sounding Anglo-Saxon to the French-sounding Middle English. Heavenward, tomorrow morning in the southeast sky, our third quarter waning crescent moon will appear to hang near the bright planet Jupiter and the twin stars Castor and Pollux of the constellation Gemini the Twins. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Westella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this fourth full week of fall. We're one-third the way through this season, and overall, we're in the 42nd week of 2025. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day, and keep the faith.